Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Many apologies for my tardiness. I was so excited about a new customer of ours who called me. And I know Elaine knows exactly what that's like when we follow up with people, and they finally come to that place of realizing that, hey, Nikan is a fit. So Vance Rogers here coming at you live. I hope everybody can hear me on this connection because I chose a new location in our home to broadcast this morning on Saturday AM Live. And Elaine, if you haven't already, if you can hit star 6, then we can jump on into things. And just as a quick reminder, we 2 weeks from today, I will be broadcasting, and Elaine, I didn't even ask you, will I see your beautiful face in Layton?
No, you will not this year, Vance.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We can't make them all, but I've talked to a couple people, and I will be, see if I can get them from Layton. Kind of a synopsis, I've never had the experience of going through, and I know certain people have. We've gotten glimpses of it, but a day that will transform your life, I think, is the title of it that Luis Kasuga, our global president, is doing. And of all the things that I'm most anticipating, that is one of them. And so 2 weeks from today, I'll be sharing kind of that. And I know, Elaine, you would agree with this 100%. There's no way you can share, even capsulize, an event, an experience like that. It's like telling somebody about a good movie. Until you experience it, or even more significant would be like a Broadway show. These are things you have to experience in person, and you can convey them with enthusiasm, but unless you're there. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to ask a couple other people to share as well from Layton. This is one of those events that been part of my life for the last year. So enough of that, though. Let's jump on in. Elaine Connolly, RN. And Elaine, I'm always hesitant to even say that because I don't want to put you into that category, but that is your background, your occupation?
Correct.
Yes, but you've been out of that for a while, correct?
Not really, all right. My background is in acute care, long-term care, nursing, hospital, and administration. And I actually left the hospital in 2013. But prior to that, in the year 2000, I was introduced to Nikan. And I was introduced to Nikan because I had friends that knew I was looking for a business I could do from home. I had some major health challenges in that most of my body systems failed. I had my good killer cells not take care of the bad cells and overrun my body. And so I was the chief nursing officer at the community hospital here in Cleveland. And I went through traditional treatment, and I had every complication in the book. And when all was said and done, I tell people the Cleveland Clinic saved my life. They couldn't make me better, and they gave me a prescription for a wheelchair. I refused to get in it. I struggled walking for about 7 years. And then a close friend introduced me to Nikan. And so I looked at Nikan from the business perspective. And what I found was absolutely astounding to me. I knew what network marketing was because my dad had owned a business. And I thought that distribution system was brilliant. And then I looked at Nikan itself, the company. And, you know, they had a longstanding history. They were international. And they had been in business for several years already. And then I looked at what their product line was, and I saw the energies of the earth, the energies of the sun. And during that 7 years I was struggling, you know, I walked the metro parks as best I could. I could only walk about 500 feet at a time. And then I had excruciating muscle cramps. I had to wait 10 minutes for the blood to flow again. So when I saw Nikan, I thought, oh, my goodness. At that time in the catalog, they had half of the product lines that they have. The water systems came out a year later after I joined. But I bought everything in the catalog. My family said, what are you doing? You know, all these boxes started arriving in my house. My brother was helping me unpack them. And I said, you don't understand. I said, this is kind of like my last shot to have a normal life here. And I had already been migrating into the energy field in that 7 years without realizing it. I had gotten into massage therapy, aromatherapy, Tai Chi, and so to look at Nikan with the energies of the earth and the energies of the sun, you know, it was sort of like a natural progression. The first product I used, you know, was the sleep system, and I put everything on my bed, and I looked at it, and I thought, this is interesting. I wonder what this is going to do. Now, prior to that, I had only slept maybe 2 or 3 hours at a time because of excruciating discomfort in a leg that had been cut open from the knee to my ankle to save it. And I went to bed at 11. I woke up and I looked at the clock, and it was with digital at that time, and it said 5:30 in the morning. And I thought, there's a bit of power surge or something here. And I got up and I looked in the mirror. I had a crease in my cheek. I hadn't moved all night. And I thought, my goodness, what is all this about? Went back to sleep for a little bit. And, you know, the sleep since then has been absolutely phenomenal. So my next experience was with the insults. I had excruciating discomfort in my right foot for 7 years. My toes moved on their own. I had difficulty walking, and I put the insults in. And this is about the time all the hospitals in the major cities were consolidating, and they were adding on buildings and buildings and buildings. So as the chief nursing officer, I had to walk farther and farther, and you can imagine, you know, stopping every 500 feet. I looked healthy, but I wasn't. And so I'm walking across one of the bridges that day, about 3 days later, and it dawns on me, my foot doesn't hurt anymore. And I thought, this is impossible. So that night I went home, took my shoe off, didn't look any different, started poking around, and there was absolutely no discomfort in it. I took the insoles out, and the issue came back in 3 days. I did that on and off, for about 6 or 7 times. I finally called one of the doctors that was practicing in Nikan, and I said, tell me what's going on here. And he said, basically, he said, you're putting your body into an environment where the body is taking up energy, and basically, it puts the energy where the energy needs to go. And our bodies were created to heal themselves and just go with it. And he said, do you periodically use Tylenol? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, why do you do it? And I said, well, usually to take some discomfort away or a headache, something like that. And he said, well, do you know how it works? And I looked at him and I said, not really. And he said, well, you're taking it for the outcome, so just go with the flow. From that moment on, I didn't try to figure out anything anymore. And then the rest of it is history. I've been with Nikan this year 20 years. I went sober in the first month. I've been sober for 20 years. And I've been on this personal journey, you know, not only with the business, but also with my own personal growth and development. And so I'm not typical of the people that we win Team Kaizen. And my journey in 2019 has been absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I'm still pinching myself.
Well, Elaine, I wanted to see how much you could possibly cover without interrupting you, because I get accused of that, and it's true. I will definitely resemble people accusing me of talking too much. And talking with Dr. Mary Van Hoy last night, we were both so excited to share what was going on and the new people we're meeting. She's at a medical conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she was just going on and on. She's like, Vance, and what about this? And I said, well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is it. One of the things that you said, and you really kind of raced right over it, is that our bodies were designed to heal themselves. I like the phrase, and I think I learned it from you, or maybe it was Dr. Mary Van Hoy, or maybe it was somebody else, and I apologize for not giving them credit, but helping our bodies help themselves.
Correct.
Changing the environment, and here your own brother is, you know, and family members are saying, are you crazy? What is all this stuff? What, you know, why don't you just keep doing this? I'm sure there was all kinds of questions that, you know, one thing, I see, as a first responder, I see the need for pain medications in emergency cases. But for taking care of these temples, these bodies, these physical specimens that we have, that's obviously not the way to go long term, because there's something wrong, obviously. And when you look at the Nikan solutions or the Nikan products or the catalog, as you said, and you started with sleep, we know that's important. We know people aren't sleeping. There's all these things going on. In your estimation, when you look at, again, the catalog, for your own journey, was there one thing, and I don't know what that buzz is that keeps it's irritating me, so I'll just kind of choose to ignore it. But is there, for the biggest factor for you, was it the sleep issue, that your body wasn't getting the REM stage, or what, in your opinion, what do you think was going on?
Well, what I know now and what I experienced myself was I had positive experiences related to the magnetics and ceramic far infrared technology that Incan had when I joined, and then the water systems came out a year later. When the water systems came out a year later, my health increased exponentially. And so when my clients that I see in my office, and that's the other thing I want to say, when I joined Incan about a year and a half, 2 years later, when most of my issues that I've been struggling with went away one by one, I started an integrated health and energy balancing practice. And I've been doing that since 2002, 2003. So I'm still practicing as a registered nurse, but just not in Western science. And so I work with quantum biofeedback. I work in the energy field, quantum biofeedback, the emotion code, the body code. I do kinesiology testing for food and nutrition, and basically consultation, you know, for most imbalances that people have. What my view is that I think that all aspects of health modalities that you can pick out there have their time and place. I don't discount Western science. I think we need it. We have the best doctors in the world. People travel to the U.S. for diagnostics. However, once we get you out of the acute phase, we do not do a good job keeping you well. And because we're just plastering another drug upon another drug. But when you need drugs and surgery, there's no better place to be than in the United States. But to me, that's the time where you can take the time to get yourself into a neutral position, I call it treading water, until you can figure out how to put other more less adverse things into place for yourself. So with me, when somebody says to me, I can only do one thing, I steer them to the water. That being said, if they're hurting and it's curtailing their life, then we'll throw in a lot some of the magnetics or the far infrared products, that type of thing. But water is going to be, you know, the single nutrient that is going to help every single body system. And if you look at, you know, science in general, water is right up there behind, you know, air and oxygen. And you can only go so far without it. I've seen people that have struggled, you know, for 17, 18, 19 years of their life get on the Incan water, Pymag water, and feel... and basically shift how their life has gone on for all those years in a week. You know, it's absolutely amazing when you give the body what the body needs, the body can rebalance itself. And that's one thing I've learned working in energy in my practice, is that if you develop an imbalance, you can just as well undevelop it. You just have to be your own health detective and begin to figure it out. And that's where Incan comes in. Because to me, it's a one-stop shopping. You create a wellness home. We're conditioned in the United States to try this, see if it works. Try this, see if it works. Try this, see, and do things in a singular fashion. That doesn't work. Your body is too complex for that. So one of the major things in my practice is educating people that disease is complicated and difficult. Wellness is simple and easy, so just, you know, go with the flow and don't get so complicated about things.
Well, and I'm sitting here thinking so many times. A week ago, I was on a structure fire, and I did not have time at 5:02 a.m. to grab my Incan water bottle as I ran out the door. And the rig that I was assigned to, and I'm not going to go into all the details, we didn't even have any bottled water. So what did I find myself doing? Somebody asked, what did you do, just open up the fire hose? And I said, no, but as typical in the fire industry, not all the connections fit properly. So as we're drafting water, you know, sucking it out of a hydrant, I knew the water was flow and I knew the source. It's not the greatest, but it's not the worst. It's not Incan, obviously. But that I have got to get some water in. I've got my insoles in. I've got my necklace on, my bracelets. Please, God, make this water do what it should do. Because here, you know, the brain is not working. And then fast forward to two nights ago on a medical call, and it was terrible, the situation we were in. But I looked at the paramedics, and I simply said to one of them, I said, hey, can we get a glass of water for our patient who had just been beat up by his adult son who was high on heroin? And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, drugs are good, drugs are okay, they don't hurt anybody. And all these thoughts going through my mind. And we're trying to get him to the ambulance. And he's so dizzy, he's about to fall, he can't even stand up. So we get him seated. But the paramedic looked at me, and I've never been so infuriated with Western medicine, Elaine. And he said, oh, that'll come in due time. And not even 10 minutes later, they still had not hooked him up to an IV and given him any water. And I'm just thinking, it's such a simple solution. He's dehydrated. I can see that. He can't stand up. The oxygen, air is good. It's clean where we live in a national scenic area. But he doesn't, can we just give him a glass? And they said, no. And I went, wow. Because as a father, when my 9-year-old starts complaining of anything, I just simply ask the question, when was the last time you had any water? No, Daddy, that's not it. Well, answer my question first. And it's so simple. And so I keep hearing you saying that when Nikan's water solution. And I believe that was about 2000 or so. So 20 years ago, I know that's when we started using the shower head, and then the other things came shortly thereafter. But are we as a society, in your opinion, completely dehydrated? Or, because we got bottled water industry is like $100 billion a year. So we're obviously...
We are walking around dehydrated. I can't tell you how many people I see in my office that don't drink any water at all, including bottled water. You know, they're drinking the flavored water. They've got these new seltzer things they put in their house because it sparkles, but, you know, they don't realize it's being infused by carbolic acid, so you can imagine the pH of that. You know, but the bottom line is that nothing in your body is going to work properly unless you're hydrated. And it's your body that decides what body systems to tumble. I've been with Nikan for 20 years. The last 8 or 9 years, this world is so more toxic. We have Roundup in our food, Roundup in our water. We've got the 4G, 5G going in now. Just do a Google and YouTube for the hazards of 5G, and you will be absolutely astounded. The World Health Organization over 12 years ago said that wireless technology, meaning the 3G and 4G, causes cancer. Our government is not overseeing, you know, the hazards of what's happening. It's all about the dollar, follow the money. And so the Nikan technologies are absolutely phenomenal because they don't act as a protective bubble. What they do is they put energy into your body so your body, hopefully, is less affected. So that's why this whole approach of having the water pack and the energy pack and the sleep pack, that's how I joined Nikan. We had packs at that time, and I bought every single pack that Nikan had. And that was a way to surround myself with these technologies because I was in trouble. You know, at the age of 46, what are you going to do? You know, Western medicine, like I said, it saved my life, but they couldn't make me better. I had in my heart, you know, that God wasn't done with me yet. Otherwise, he would have taken me already when I was in the hospital on a respirator. And I basically prayed to show me the way and what was I supposed to do. And so when I had this phenomenal experience with Nikan, I thought, this is what I'm supposed to do. My hope for my life was taken away from me. And was I going to believe it? Or was I going to pull up the bootstraps, being Irish and being born in December, I'm a Capricorn, which means I'm stubborn, and tell me I can't do something? So that's when I decided to start my practice. And initially I started strictly with adults. I tapped every advice I could out there with other practitioners, you know, not only MDs, but other nurses that were independent, you know, some of the energy people, and as to how I wanted to formulate the practice. But then 10 years ago, probably after about 2 or 3 years, I was asked to see some children of a couple clients and also my customers because they were having issues. And so I talked to the pediatricians in Meacham. And then 10 years ago, I was asked to get involved with pets. And so when I talked to the veterinarians in Meacham, they said, you know, I said, what do I said, I have pets, but I don't know I'm not a vet. You know, what would you do with this? And they said, you know, the pets have the same issues we have for the same reasons. You know, look at bad water, bad food, and get yourself educated along there. And it's the same type of an approach. You're not diagnosing anything because you're not practicing medicine. You're looking at lifestyle. And our animals outside are more at risk. They've got their paws, you know, directly into the Roundup. One of the veterinarians said to me, have you ever noticed that when it rains that your dog always goes for the puddles? And I said, yeah. And I said, I keep on pulling them back because that's dirty water. And he looked at me and he said, Elaine, that dog has instinctive intelligence and they know the puddle's cleaner than what you're giving them it from the tap. And when he told me that, I thought, oh my gosh, where have I been all these years? All right. But the whole bottom line is, you know, the animals with their instinct intelligence know what's good for them and that. You know, they are so much attracted to the technologies. You know, not only my animals with the pet pad, but the far infrared. The Kenko Round, oh my goodness. Kenko Touch, you know, my cat comes over and lays next to it on the couch when it's on. You know, he comes from anywhere in the house. He's 13 years old now, but he's an Incan cat. You know, he's on the barley grass, he's on the cleanse and detox, he's on the omega greens, I give him immunity, and I have no hairballs in my house, he's on better pet food, he gets the water, and he's healthy, he just had his checkup. He has even no tartar on his teeth ever, all right? And
wow.
It's because he lives in a wellness home. And so you can save a lot of money, you know, by investing in a wellness home, not only for you, but also for your pets.
You know, I never thought about it until just now you said, because we have a cat that I think has about 15 or 18 lives. I mean, no joking, that people find out where we live, and then when we say, oh yeah, she's an outside cat, she has a little cat door through the side garage door, and they cannot believe, with the skunks, the raccoons, the cougars, the bobcats, I mean, I can go on and on and on. All the wild animals that we have seen in our front yard, we have pictures to prove it, skunks right at our front door, anything. And this cat, no big deal. And I think, I wonder if, as you're saying this, I wonder if that big bowl that our youngest always makes sure is full, and she probably drains it, it's a massive, massive pet dish of Nican water weekly, at least weekly, if not, you know, every 4 to 5 days. And I'm thinking, how does that cat put away that much water? But instinctively, as you said, you know, when it comes to a puddle, they're going to go for it. And, I mean, why not? Elaine, I want to, you slid in there talking about Team Kaizen. And even though I know statistically 91% of people are introduced to Nican because of the amazing, I call them solutions, to bring what God put out in nature into our homes. There's an element, and some would say maybe, well, I'm not near as passionate as Elaine Connolly is, and I didn't, you know, my life wasn't saved or given a whole new fresh start because of this. What was the compelling factor? Because I looked at the list, and thank you for sending me, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that person was a member of Team Kaizen. And remember, folks, if I can drop this little hint in, I never heard the word Kaizen until I was at a Nican event, and it loosely defined, determined in Japan, what can I do today to improve myself so that I can be of better service to those around me? You can say it's, you know, the golden rule. You can just say it's, you know, this is what God would have me to do. You can say it in a lot of different ways. But Nican takes it a step further and says, hey, this is the big carrot out there. If you want to really go for something, Team Kaizen is the way to go. And as Stacy and I have gotten to enjoy that privilege twice now, I looked at that list this morning and I thought, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. So my question to you, Elaine, and let's wrap up our chat with this. what was it that really drove you, and then, because the mechanics seem to always come into place, but there has to be a driving force. There has to be that passion of, I can do this. I really can do this. You know, like the Jamaican bobsled team overcoming every obstacle in 1980 to even get to the Calgary Olympics. Everybody said it can't be done. There's no way. And yet they were determined to do it. And we see throughout history people doing that. But for you, what was that driving force?
What that driving force was, I've always, you know, my business goal right along has always been to be silver qualified every month. And my intention was to continue to build my business, to make it through the gold level, platinum, work myself up, you know, in the rankings. When I got invited to Italy, I was absolutely shocked, and that was I was invited because of my increased business growth in 2018. Like I said, in Italy, I was pinching myself the whole time. You know, I got home, and I began to get a lull, all right? And what I mean by that is I was still doing the activity, you know, but there was something within me that the fire wasn't as burning as greatly. And so I was not getting the results. The first quarter I did make the first team PI and got that, you know, benefit. But the second and third quarters I didn't. And but I still qualified as a silver. So I started, instead of looking outside of myself, I started looking inside. All right. And I went back to the old masters. Jim Rohn was always in my automobile, you know, with his CDs, etc. He, right at the very beginning of my learning of him, said, when you begin to struggle with something, you know, become a master of that. So I thought, there's something going on in your mind, you know, so figure it out. So I went steady with Jim Rohn, with Brian Tracy. I reread Think and Go Rich. I got involved with Wayne Dyer. You know, a lot of this is on YouTube. Leo Bascaglia, who made the statement, to know and not do is to not know. And I thought, okay, I worked on myself, you know, with the emotion code, biofeedback. And again, I had to look within myself. I needed to light that passion, that fire over my vision and my mission in my life. And Minkin is my vehicle. And what I learned was, and this is nothing new, we've heard this before, but you can hear something but not internalize it into your life. So those negative thoughts, you know, were creeping in again about doubt and fear. So I went back to when I first got into Minkin. And I was starting my practice. I had a psychology friend named Tom, and he said, you know, if you want any help, he said, I'll be happy to give you whatever you need. So I said, well, you know, Tom, I said, I'm the chief nursing officer. We've worked together at the hospital. And I said, I have this little thing in my life, in my head, about not being worthy and not being deserving. And I said, where is this coming from? I said, what do you do with your clients? And he looked at me and he said, Elaine, he said, this is just my opinion. And I said, what is that? And he said, I think we're born with it. He said, I think that that's part of our journey on this earth, is to learn how to overcome that feeling. And he said, you believe in God? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, and you believe that you're created in his image? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, open another door and ask yourself the question, how are you not worthy and how are you not deserving? So I went back to that thought, and I thought, other people have done Team Kaizen. There's really no reason why I can't. Most things I put my life to, I've been able to accomplish. So get out of your own way, all right, and do it. And success to me was a mindset. I learned, again, that whatever I focused on, I was going to get more of. So when this little nagging voice in the back of my head said, oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, with the sarcastic, you know, inflection, I basically went into a gratitude mode, and I went into, I have 100% faith and trust in God and also myself, and I just kept on moving. In reality, when you look at quantum science, your emotions and feelings create positive or negative vibrations all the time. You decide what thoughts you're focusing on. I teach how to create vision board in two prisons here in Cleveland, in Northeast Ohio. And one of the things I ask them right off the bat is, when was the last time you thought what you think about? When was the last time you think about, you thought about what you think about. And they look at me with this perplexed look, but then they get it. All right. And so you have to re-examine yourself, you know, every single day, and how you feel. If you're feeling down, you're feeling tired, you know, et cetera, that's not just physically, that's mentally. And so that's a barometer on changing your thought pattern. So I went back to 100% faith and trust. I was going to be unwavering. I was 100% willing to learn, and I was 100% willing to change. So then I got into the science bit. And we have habits and condition, and that we develop every single day of our lives. And that creates what are called neural patterns in our brain. All right, and we are regimented routine people. And I had to get out of my daily habits. Now, I've always told people that I'm not a morning person. So I would be up till 12, 1, sometimes 2 a.m. in the morning, and then I would not be getting out of bed until 9 or 10. Guess what? I have seen more sunrises in the last 6 months than I have probably for the last 4 years, because I needed to change what I was doing every single day to change those neural patterning that was going on in my head. And when I got into the gratitude, when I got into the expectation, when I got into that unwavering faith and resilience, things began to turn around. December 23rd of 2019, I still needed 2,800 points to make my 50,000 points. Now, that's eight days
until
the end of the year, all right? I never wavered. I knew I was going to make it. So can I just sit back and just think about it? No. So basically what I did, I called my 21 wellness consultants, and I offered them a personal rebate for any product orders they wanted to put in for free shipping and handling. I had 8 participate. Then I started on my registered customers, and I only had to get through 2 of them, which both said yes, and I offered them wholesale pricing. One of the registered customers told me that she wanted to become a wellness consultant in January, which she has now. She's a registered nurse, and she called me last week, and she has a sister in France who wants to buy a sleep system. All right? So what I'm saying to everybody is you can create your own positive vibration, and that's what the law of attraction is all about. The key missing key for most people is when you get out of bed in the morning, you have to feel good. Now, I'm talking physical. I'm talking about in your mind and in your heart. And when you concentrate on feeling good in your mind and your heart, guess what? The physical stuff, it appears, for me at least, goes away when I first get up out of bed in the morning. But that's what I'm concentrating on, is you must feel good in your head and your heart in order to have that positive vibration. And it's a law of the universe. So when I made my 6,700 points that I needed in December, and at 7:30 on December 31st, I had 7,300. So when I look back, I wanted to share, because was this a lot of work? It all depends on whether you find it joyous or not. All right? I look at every single person that I meet in life, and I say in my mind, how can I best serve you? And that's what it's all about. We have a gift, a true gift. And my goal is to meekanize everybody that's within 6 feet of me. But does that happen? No. So in December, I added 41 new contacts. I followed up with 37 people, and I did 46 presentations. All right? It's the rule of thirds. All right? The more people you talk to, the quicker things begin to happen. Now, you have to learn the skills. But that we have the best mentoring system in Meekin. You just have to hook up with someone who is doing what you want to do and has what you're looking for. I have a weekly accountability Zoom call with Ruth Williams every Monday night. It is absolutely rewarding to talk to women who want to improve things in the 5 pillars of health, and then also share what other people are doing. When I'm listening to Jim Rohn, you know, I just love this guy. I still laugh at all his jokes, even though I've heard him probably 200 times. He said, it's not about your goal, it's what you become to accomplish it. And Vance, you do that ICANN program, which is wonderful. And, you know, it teaches, you know, resilience. You hear passion in my voice only because I love what I'm doing. And I love what I'm doing because I'm getting outside of myself. Our thoughts basically can create positive or negative vibrations. Our brain is vibrating 24/7. And you're either going to attract negative to you or you're going to attract positive. And we can change our circumstances by how we feel. Use your emotions. Use your feelings. If you're down, you're vibrating negative. Maybe you're going to stub your toe. Maybe you're going to get an auto accident, whatever. But bottom line is, when something happens in your life, what I've learned from these masters in this last 6 months is that situations and circumstances happen in your life, they're neither positive or negative. It's what we apply to them with our minds and our belief system. And so my desire is to feel good 100% of the time, share what I know with Nikan, and use my story to lift people up and go through life, experience that love, joy, peace, and happiness that's out there in the world.
And, you know, Elaine, I'm sitting here just giggling, not audibly, but inside, because last night I got the privilege of the next big city over going to a fire department function, and the firefighter of the year, he was so gracious when he got up to accept his award, and wouldn't you know it, within 10 seconds of opening his mouth, he started quoting Jim Rohn, going back to his college days playing football at Oregon State, and he said, Jim Rohn changed my life. And I'm looking at all these firefighters, and I go, I wonder if they even know who Jim Rohn is. But they did, because they were laughing and you could see them nodding their heads. And I thought, the simplicity of us having, as you keep saying, our emotions, and they're very deceptive, in that if we will be honest with ourselves, going, wait a second, are we basing so much of our pop culture today says, or they'll start out and say, well, I feel, you know, when you said this, I feel, well, God, and I'm sitting there thinking, why are we basing so much and giving our emotions when the facts and the truth dictate otherwise? That, and you and I have a mutual friend, and he shared this with me years ago, that Dave Stoltz has taught me Psalms 5, verse 3, which simply says, at sunrise, God, you hear me, you hear my prayer. At sunrise, I plead my case to you, and then I watch, I wait expectantly. But that expectantly, that's the action part. We're doing something. We have to.
Yeah, the thing of it is my mantra is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so, you know, it was a no-brainer. Going back to my master, Jim Rohn. The disc that I found and played in my car, you know, morning, noon, and night, was Building Your Network Marketing Business that he did in 2000. And what I've been doing is, when a distributor joins my business group, I give them the CD about The Greatest Secret, all right? But I'm going to start handing out this Building Your Network Marketing Business, because it sets the tone of what we're all talking about right now. As far as mindset, there is no failure, all right? It's basically, it just didn't work. And that old adage about Thomas Edison, you know, failed 10,000 times before the light bulb came in, and he says, no, you know, I learned how 10,000 times not to do it. You know, so it's what we apply to our lives that begins to hold us back. So, again, our job is to feel good every day. So when I get up in the morning, thank you so much, you know, for how great I feel today, because I know by the end of the day, I'm going to feel even better.
And it comes down to you, that's simple. It's our choice. It really is our choice. And, you know, you talk about failures. Well, a few days ago, in 1985, Coca-Cola, great at billions of dollars they lost in screwing up their formula. And I don't drink Coke. I don't like it. I don't like pop, period. Sorry. But when you're going full circle back to what people consume, what we put into our minds, what we put into our bodies, the simplicity things that Nikan gives us really, really do allow us to make those choices better. And I appreciate your tenacity, because I remember a few years ago when I was shocked to see you at an event in San Antonio, and I truly didn't realize that you were going to be there, having known that you just went through major heart surgery. And what a treat for me. And again, I will say thank you for what you're giving to those of us in the world of Niken and giving to your customers. So again, congratulations on Team Kaizen. And what, where, remind me again, which cruise did you win? Where is it going?
Well, basically what I won with Team Kaizen was my convention ticket and a free ride to New York City in April. You know, airfare, okay. Hotel, and then recognition at the event.
Okay, so the cruise was something else. I got the
incentive. Yeah, the cruise is part of the 2020 incentive.
That's right. Okay, there we go. I got the cart before the horse. I messed up on my
name. Yeah, no, the 2020 Team Kaizen, you know, you're getting into the cruises.
Right, okay, I mean, that's right. Okay, thank you. So that's out there. And if you've never been on a cruise, folks, and you want to go, well, we'll pay your way. And that was for Stacy and I. The first year they did Team Kaizen was a cruise. And we, oh my goodness, I've never had more fun introducing people to different Caribbean drinks. Now, these were all virgin. I don't drink alcohol, and if you do, that's fine. Don't care. And they had no idea. I'll never forget the look on Claudia Branham's face when she found out that all these drinks were included, you know, virgin peanut coladas, the poopy ones. It was just such a treat. So but that's part of the family of Niken, is that we get to do these kind of things. So if you jumped on late, Elaine Connolly was our guest this morning. And if any of this resonated with you, I would encourage you, don't do as I say, but do as I do. We record these calls so you can go back and listen to them again, because maybe you couldn't take notes fast enough, and then you think, oh man, I have a friend who needs to hear that, or whatever the case may be. SaturdayAMLive.com. Again, www.SaturdayAMLive.com. And if it's not posted with Elaine's beautiful picture, go into the 2020 recordings. You'll see a tab that says 2020 recordings, and it'll be right there as soon as Steve throws it up. But we do that so we can get the word out and take advantage of it. And I want to put another commercial in here really quick, because I know, Elaine, you've been the guest on it. I've been the guest on it Monday through Friday. Every single day, Monday through Friday, even the holidays, it's taking place. A 10-minute live conference call featuring some of the most amazing people in North America, who are interviewing some of the most amazing people in North America. And the ones that I caught this week, wow, and they're just regular folks with stories that are just beyond belief. And every single day of the week, again, Monday through Friday, I'm going to give out the phone number. I feel like I'm doing this every day as a commercial, and I don't have it memorized. So it is area code 701-791-9218. Again, that phone number is 701-791-9218. That's it. No code, no nothing. Just dial that number, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? So out on the East Coast, where Elaine, where you're at, that's 8:30 p.m. I would encourage you to, when I text it to my contacts and say, hey, you might relate to this person's story, or this host tonight is so-and-so, and again, it really doesn't matter who the people are or somewhat what the story is. But the key is getting on, and it's only 10 minutes long, and those calls are not recorded. But Monday through Friday, 8:30, the times are absolutely perfect for most people. And when they hear that, I would encourage you to do the same thing that Barb Satterwhite always encourages us, and that is get on again. Listen again. You're going to hear new stories, new information, different presenters, and that's really what it's all about, because these little nuggets that Elaine shared this morning are the things. This is why I started Saturday AM Live, I think 18, 20 years ago, whatever it was. It's because this message needs to get out. We need to encourage people to start thinking the way that God created them to be thinking, and because the world isn't going that direction. They kind of go the other way.
Vance, there's two books that I want to recommend to people. You know, the first one, and these are not new publications. Dr. Wayne Dyer, D-Y-E-R, he has a book that's called Real Magic, and these are from the early 90s. The other one is a book titled Creating Money and Attracting Abundance, and it's by Roman and Packer, P-A-C-K-E-R. And that also is from the early 90s. But it gives you the concepts, you know, to hang on to and to bring into your consciousness, you know, as you're going through your daily life every single day. And what you read comes back to you and in some way begins to serve, you know, your goals and your objectives of what you have in your life.
And the other one I would take you back right back on, if you're looking for a great read to really be counterculture, is Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And
right. You
can find so much. An easy, simple way to start with Dr. Wayne Dyer is go on YouTube. He was, before he passed away, he was a regular, and still is, on public broadcasting. He's one of the foreknown authorities when it comes to how the mind works. And these are simple things. I'm sure you didn't find any of them complex. It was just kind of an aha, going, oh. But as Herb Rapp, my dear friend, says, taught me, our words create our future.
Correct.
When we speak things into existence, whether positive or negative, they really do create a future. And that's what I think, if I had to sum up what I've learned from you this morning, is that I'm going to do this. The mechanics will come, but it's the intention and speaking things into existence. So thank you again.
That's part of what I tell my clients, too, you know, is their words. You know, they come in and they say, I have this, I have this, I have this. And I look at them and I say, we haven't known each other very long, but you need to stop saying that because you're programming your subconscious mind to keep it in vogue.
Exactly. Elaine, can you repeat the titles of those books again? I'm getting texts from folks.
Okay. Real Magic by Wayne Dyer, D-Y-E-R. Real Magic by Wayne Dyer. The other one is Creating Money. And the subtitle is Attracting Abundance. And it's by Roman, R-O-M-A-N, and Packer, P-A-C-K-E-R.
And check your local library, because chances are these are there if you don't want to go out and purchase them. But again, halfpricebooks.com is a great resource. And of course, Amazon, and some people either love Amazon or hate it. It doesn't matter. But these are, you can get all these resources really, really quickly. I like the audio version. If you're out and about, if you spend enough, you know, fair amount of time driving or commuting, Zig Ziglar always called it audio university. I used to call it lawn mowing university, because we have a lot of property that I get to mow, and so I'm always got something plugged in. Now with, you know, as you said, 5G everywhere, we can access all these things, and I burn up data like it's candy. Or like it's water, because it's all included in our package. But there's no reason why we can't do these. There's every reason why we can't. So, anyways, Elaine, thank you so much. Thank you.
And thank you, Vance, for what you do for everybody across the country. You're one phenomenal friend and Nikan advocate.
Well, it's my pleasure. So, have a great weekend, everybody, again. And I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, if not before. Ciao for now, folks.
Thank you.